And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. You're hearing music from the chamber orchestra called The Knights, and that's spelled K-N-I-G-H-T-S, playing music by Franz Schubert. It's one of the many recordings that have crossed NPR's classical music producer Tom Heisinger's desk recently, and Tom is with me to share some of those recordings with us. Tom, it's great to see you again.
Hey, it's great to be back, Guy. I really like this little orchestral arrangement of this Schubert song. It's called Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel, and you can just hear that spinning wheel churning around and around.
Yeah, I hear it in the strings.
And you could say that it's this theme of kind of gentle repetition that kind of propels this album right along. Let's actually listen to the piece just before the Schubert song. It's Company by Philip Glass.
And Philip Glass's music is also performed on this record. It does not get much more repetitive than Mr. Glass, I should say.
That's true, but wait, you didn't know that Franz Schubert was also a minimalist, did you?
Mm-mm.
I mean, now keep those kind of motor-like Glass rhythms in your head as we switch gears here to another piece of Franz Schubert on the record, the opening of the Symphony No. 8.
Tom, those strings are chugging along.
Right. I mean, in their own way, they're not that far off from the minimalism of Philip Glass.
That is music performed by The Knights, playing Schubert's Symphony No. 8 from their new record. It's called A Second of Silence. It's a new release that my guest Tom Heisinger has been listening to lately.
And The Knights, they seem to be, you know, using Schubert as something of a jumping off point, you know, pairing him with these other 21st and 20th century kindred spirits. There's music of Erik Satie on the record and of Morton Feldman, so a very nice disc.
In addition to Philip Glass, of course.
Yep.
What else you've got in that pile there, Tom?
All right, how about some classy clarinet playing?
Sounds good.
You know, this is a lighthearted record that kind of meanders across the various classical and world genres. It's by Israeli composer Ron Yedidia, who writes very fluently for this fabulous clarinetist, Alexander Fitterstein.
That's very nice. That's clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein with the composer Ron Yedidia at the piano. The piece is called World Dance. There's a little jazz going on there, some klezmer.
Right. You know, he weaves a lot through this record, including some Arabic, Balkan, and even Spanish styles. And I'm usually not exactly a fan of these kinds of pastiches, but this one is really effortless, really honest, pretty irresistible. The whole album doesn't play out exactly like this. There are some more serious compositions that pull in a few more musicians, like the concertino for strings, piano, and clarinet, also on the record.
This is great stuff. Tom, what else have you got there for us?
How about some choral singing?
All right, I'll take it.
Guy, this is the German Requiem by Brahms. Incredible singing there by the Monteverdi Choir, along with the revolutionary and romantic orchestra and conductor John Elliott Gardner.
Other than the obvious gorgeous singing here, Tom, what was it about this recording that caught your ear?
Well, I just love John Elliott Gardner's whole approach to the music. It's amazingly transparent and colorful, and at points kind of hauntingly urgent. This is the second time, by the way, that Gardner has done the same piece with the same cast and crew, and he tries again. Really hard to uncover the sound that Brahms might have heard when the Requiem had its debut back in 1868. And for Gardner, that means using instruments or copies of instruments from Brahms's day, like the old Viennese brass that has a lot of character. The horns can be like really mellow and burnished, or they can, you know, snarl. There's the shorter Viennese oboes and the timpani, which are struck with hard sticks. And let's listen to a good example of all these kind of authentic flavors that Gardner gets in the second movement of the Brahms German Requiem here, as he builds this great crescendo up to the point where the chorus sings, "For all flesh is as grass."
Amazing singing, Tom. That's the Monteverdi Choir with a revolutionary and romantic orchestra led by John Elliott Gardner in music from the German Requiem by Brahms. It's a favorite new release. My guest, NPR's classical music producer Tom Heisinger, has been listening to in recent weeks. Tom, we have time, unfortunately, for just one more piece of music that you've brought for us. What is it?
Okay, I've got for you Cuban pianist Jorge Luis Prats. Ever heard of him?
I cannot say I have.
Well, I hadn't either until this new disc just showed up recently, released on Decca, a major label.
This is really, really lovely, Tom. This is great.
Yeah, it's a bit of Goyescas by Enrique Granados, and it's like, you know, where has this pianist Jorge Luis Prats been hiding? And the answer is Cuba.
What do you mean, hiding in Cuba?
Well, being Cuban, Prats has had a little bit of a rough time maintaining a top-level career, traveling freely, getting visas, and
right,
this album was recorded live in Spain last year, and reportedly was his first big European concert in many years. He won an important European piano competition back in 1977, but now he's 55 years old, and now he's landed this prestigious record deal. I mean, this in an age when big companies like Decca love signing handsome 20-somethings. It's good news.
Tom, let's hear just a little more from Jorge Luis Prats.
Okay, let's try a little taste of the Danza movement from the Baquiana Brasileira No. 4 by Heitor Villa-Lobos.
Tom Heisinger is a classical producer at NPR Music. You can hear more from his picks today at the blog Deceptive Cadence. That's at nprmusic.org. Tom, thanks again.
Guy, it's always a pleasure.
Our program is directed today by Walter Ray Watson. The staff includes Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Wilma Consul, Caitlin Dickerson, and Phil Harrell. Our intern is Lauren Beneshu. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Kalamore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farringdon. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is our senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Join us tomorrow when Dick Cavett describes the night Groucho Marx killed it at Carnegie Hall. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.